come, and let us sell him to the Ishmaelites, and let not our hand be upon him, for he is our brother and our flesh. And his brethren were content. And Moses was content to dwell with the man, and he gave Moses Zipporah his daughter. And Moses heard that, he was content.
And Joshua said, Alas, O Lord God, wherefore hast thou at all brought this people over Jordan, to deliver us into the hand of the Amorites, to destroy us? Would to God we had been content, and dwelt on the other side Jordan.
And the Levite was content to dwell with the man, and the young man was unto him as one of his sons. And they sat down and did eat and drink both of them together. For the damsel's father had said unto the man, Be content, I pray thee, and tarry all night, and let thine heart be merry. And Naaman said, Be content, take 2 talents. And he urged him, and bound 2 talents of silver in 2 bags, with 2 changes of garments, and laid them upon 2 of his servants, and they bare them before him. And one said, Be content, I pray thee, and go with thy servants. And he answered, I will go. Now therefore be content, look upon me, for it is evident unto you if I lie. He will not regard any ransom, neither will he rest content, though thou givest many gifts. And so Pilate, willing to content the people, released Barabbas unto them, and delivered Jesus, when he had scourged him, to be crucified. And the soldiers likewise demanded of him, saying, And what shall we do? And he said unto them, Do violence to no man, and neither accuse any falsely, and be content with your wages. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. And having food and raiment, let us be therewith content. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. Wherefore, if I come, I will remember his deeds which he doeth, prating against us with malicious words. And not content therewith, neither doth he himself receive the brethren, and forbiddeth them that would, and casteth them out of the church.